One moment was very, very special, and that was when I was sitting in the forest with David Greybeard. I picked up a fruit and held it out to him. He turned his head away and I put my hand closer. He turned, looking directly into my eyes. He reached out, took the fruit, dropped it. He really didn't want it. And then he very gently squeezed my hand, which is how chimpanzees reassure each other. In that moment, we communicated in a way that seems to predate words. Perhaps in a way that was used by our own common ancestor millions of years ago. And it was an extraordinary feeling. It was bridging these two worlds. I mean, we think with words. And when we don't think with words, I think we come close to what mystics might describe as a mystical experience. Totally losing sense of one's own self. And that's the only way I can really study animals, because if I'm on my own, I forget that I'm there. One was just when I'd been following a little group of chimpanzees and I was very wet. And they climbed in the evening up into this tree which had new shoots of beautiful lime green, and the sun behind them was making them shine, and the trunks of the trees were still wet. And the chimpanzees' coats were black ebony, shot with little gleams of chestnut. And the smell of ripe figs was strong in the air, and then this beautiful male bushbuck appeared with his coat dark with the rain and his spiraled horns gleaming, and just stood there. And it seemed I could hear the insects really loud and clear. It was just incredibly vivid being at one with that beautiful world.